thank you.
Sorry.
This is a bit of an odd experience. I knew, of course, that from tomorrow evening I would be crossing London with a cane rather than a dog. Trying not to walk into people when they stop without noticing. Getting to walk the escalator, right? Finding my way through Waterloo Station's crowds. Sorry, without tripping anybody up, without walking into the columns that I know are lurking around here, ready to catch me out. There's another slope there, then we need to turn left. Ooh, I hate this. Oh, thank goodness for tactiles at the top of flights of stairs. I knew I would be doing all of this tomorrow, but not today. I'm heading for Murfields, my annual eye checkup. Seeing how things have gone, there's never that much change to speak of, but it's nice to go to see how things are progressing. I say a little change to speak of because the tests never really pick up that much, you know, it's so much of it's subjective. And I'm going there without fans, because this morning he somehow, or maybe it was yesterday, he managed to tear his dew claw again and is now, as I stand here on the eastbound platform, the Waterloo City at Waterloo, he is at the vets being sedated to have the claw cut back to its base, then having the foot bandaged, sleeping off his sedation and return to me, and then somehow getting him to my parents tomorrow. This is Bank, and I'm walking down a fairly clear passageway towards the tunnel which links the Waterloo City with the rest of the station. And I need to slow down and remember that I'm not walking with a guide dog. I can feel my body tensing up, particularly when I'm coming up to places where I know that there are obstacles. I know this route pretty well. I've done it in the past when I didn't have Vance. I've been working Vance so long now, and my sight has changed somewhat in the meantime, to the extent that it all feels quite different and a lot more frightening. For the second time this week, about 10 minutes ago, I tried getting on a train where there was no door. Yes, I tried doing it earlier in the week with Vance. My fault, not his. And I just did it again without him. I feel very vulnerable with the cane and the dog. The dog, I feel strong and capable and independent. And the cane, unfortunately for me at least, symbolises the very opposite of that. Right, let's put down our skirting. Okay, yes. Right, I'm not going to walk this one. I'm not feeling like it right now. So, what has already been quite a testing week is becoming a little bit more of a trial. Bad enough leaving Vance at the vet. Bad enough leaving him anywhere. And then having to find a way through the tube and everywhere with the cane. Not my idea of fun. We have a busker, so I'll shut up for a bit. Seemed that the bus got shut up as well. Stops. Thank you, though.
Sorry,
thank you. Sorry. No. Sorry. Sorry. They seem to have changed the passenger flows in the station. Three escalators, once nearly always used for down traffic. But not today, it would seem. I've got about 5 minutes to my appointment. I don't mean to cut it fine. Allowed about an hour from home. See if we can pick up the tactile path thing. I don't know if you heard the four square notification there. Oh, funny, these things that pop up as you wander around London. No, we're not far away. Must remember not to rush there. And rushing. It would be counterproductive if I end up with a bleeding thing. Don't know why I got the cane caught on there. Usually sped vans here on the way. Another road, and then we're almost there. Traffic noise, building noise from high up above the street. This is one of the areas which is benefiting, maybe, from London's skyscraper boom. Right, here we are. Hospital entrance. I think we should go and find our own way upstairs. That's the last time I got assistance. See, Jimmy's the wrong place anyway. Right. Sorry.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Can you go that way? Yes, I am wanting to go that way. Is this going up?
No, down.
Down, all right.
Is this going up the stairs?
Going down, apparently. Oh, no. Okay.
Is it going up? Yes, it's going up.
Brilliant.
Sorry, the footpath is coming in.
Come on, press 2 for me, please. Thank you.
Number 3 as well. It's all squeezed in.
Sorry.
Small one.
Okay.
I'll bring you up to date. Bringing you up to date, Terry.
I presume that's the first floor, is it? That one?
Yes.
Fine, okay. Second, yeah.
Thank you. I've got a cable that was charged at the end of it. When you say, oh, no, this is it, you can fight the same world and we will order for this.
Yeah, we're not going to go any further. For the hospital, getting the commission. True, good news, they keep saying, no, you need to go and sort out the blades on the third floor. Well, when you pay us some money, we'll be right in 10 sites. We've done our favours as a
landmark. I think I'm going left. Clinical trials unit. Left, brilliant, thank you. Oh, sorry. Very sorry.